This is TWiT.
MIT's Technology Review had an interesting story about cyber warfare taking to the skies aboard drones. And when I encountered that, I thought, what? I think I remember some time ago we were having fun with the idea of a drone that had some sort of a projectile launcher on it, and we were joking that if the projectile was too heavy, the drone would get pushed backwards when it tried, you know, from recoil when it tried to launch this. In this case, these are radio relay drones, and it turns out they exist in actuality. It is a new mode of attack. The idea being that there are some instances where people improperly believe that if they've got unsecure radio, they are safe from attack. That is just due to the fact that, oh, well, the range isn't that great. A perfect example was a demo that was given at one of the hacking conferences recently, where one of these hacking drones was flown outside of a building and was able to pick up the radio signal of a wireless mouse. And although, you know, you'd have to watch the signal and do a lot of reverse engineering in order to figure out what was going on, you could certainly from that get position and clicks. And potentially that's an information leakage. It doesn't seem that, you know, that worrisome to me, but this is, of course, as we know, this is always the way these things start. So,
and a wireless keyboard would be more informational.
Exactly. And we know that, as we had talked about, some of the early ones would just use pathetic encryption. I mean, you can't even call it encryption.
Or something, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah. In fact, they're putting out 8-bit ASCII, and they came up with a random 8-bit mask, which just XORed the bits.
But they do use the same mask for every keyboard,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. As soon as you put the battery in, it like sets this XOR mask, and it's like, okay, wait. I mean, in fact, that would be a nice final exam question for, you know, CS 101 or an introduction to computer security is, here's a stream of text which is from a wireless keyboard with a static 8-bit XOR, what was being typed? Because, you know, frequency analysis immediately, you know, collapses this encoding. And as soon as you – and the interesting thing about this, I mean, how bad that is as soon as you identify, like, what the T or the S or the E is, as soon as you can figure out one character –
right.
Then you immediately know what the mask is,
right.
And the entire thing collapses.
It's convenient to think about XOR. Yeah, it goes both, Leo, goes both ways.
Yes, exactly. Yes. And in fact, and so your example, Leo, is perfect. So, so what is being done is that there are now experiments being conducted with drones being used to move essentially a spy outpost into an unsuspected location. So it's easy for people to you know, think, oh, well, we're out in the middle of nowhere. We don't have to worry about, you know, securing our Wi-Fi or using secure phone communications and so forth. Well, just worth planting the seed that lack of proximity to radio is no longer any true security, and that like spy drones sucking in radio are becoming a thing. Yikes.